Welcome to Prof Zone. I'm your host, Michelle Salamone, and I'm joined here today with Don McLaughlin. Today we'll be discussing Super Bowl 58 matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Also, the Philadelphia Phillies as they approach spring training for the 2024 season. For our first topic, Super Bowl Sunday, I'm here with Dom to discuss the matchup between the Chiefs and the Niners. Dom, what's your opinion on the storylines leading up to the Chiefs and the Niners? What's your favorite and why?
There's several storylines in this game that are pretty cool. You got the David versus Goliath matchup here with Patrick Mahomes versus Brock Purdy. Well, that stands out in particular. You also have, you know, the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing going on, bringing, I think, more female viewership to already, you know, the biggest game in football. But my favorite matchup is Isaiah Pacheco. Just being in the Super Bowl is pretty cool. You know, the local guy who graduated high school from Vineland. Shout out Vineland, where I went as well. But no, I like to watch him play, and especially in the Super Bowl.
While the 49ers were a powerhouse, the Chiefs may have not lived up to expectations this regular season. However, they meet on the biggest stage in football this Sunday. What are the strengths and weaknesses of each team that we might see going into this matchup?
The strength for the Chiefs is hands down going to be the quarterback play. You have the best quarterback and one of the best coaches in the league. Anytime you have that tandem, it's a recipe for success. Strength for the Niners is going to be their coach. He's a mastermind. You know, he's young, but he's got years of knowledge. Shanahan really knows how to scheme up plays. You see him do it with lesser quarterbacks than Brock Purdy. If the Niners are going to win this game, it's going to be because of their play calling and Shanahan really scheming guys open and Purdy making accurate throws. So both teams, their strength lies on offense. However, they both have, I would say, spectacular defenses too.
In your opinion, what are some key factors or plays that'll determine which team comes out on top?
I think you got to look for a turnover. Whichever team forces the most turnovers should be the team that wins the game. Sounds cliche, but defense wins championships, and here we are, the NFL championship, the Super Bowl.
On to topic number two, we have the Phillies' 2023 offseason moves and MLB spring training. What are some moves that you want to see the Phillies make coming into the 2024 season?
I think the Phillies have been a little quiet this offseason. I just want to see them get one more above-average pitcher. It doesn't have to be a star, but a guy like Jordan Montgomery, who last played on the Texas Rangers last year, I think he'd fit well with this team. You know, had some level of success in his career. Obviously, the Rangers won the World Series. I think it would just be a good fit. So I want to see him go out and try and get a guy like Jordan Montgomery for this pitching staff.
So before this interview, I know we've discussed Phillies' offseason moves. A few of these include Hoffman, Covey, Soto, Suarez, as well as Sosa, Cave, Stubbs, all signing one-year contracts. Do you think this was a good move by the Phillies?
One-year contracts tend to motivate guys, and they're playing for another contract, right? So hopefully you'll get the best baseball that you can get out of these guys. Soto has shown some promise. He's still young. Suarez, I mean, you know, if he could stay healthy, I think Suarez is a spectacular pitcher. You got guys like Cave and Stubby. Cave's a good utility guy you can throw in at any time, pinch hit scenario. And Stubbs, you know, he's a character guy. I think you got to have guys like that on this team. So I like the moves that they're making. You know, I think the Phillies are a world-class organization.
On to another move in the offseason. Phillies agreed to terms with manager Rob Thompson on a contract extension through 2025. Do you think moving forward, Rob Thompson will keep his same habits in regards to the bullpen?
I think no matter what Rob Thompson does, it's tough to question him being that been with the team in each of the last 2 years, and in each of the last 2 years we've gone to a World Series and we've gone to National League Championship Series. So while, you know, he might tend to pull pitchers out, I think, a little too early, I can't really argue with his philosophy. It's brought us some success. So whatever Rob Thompson's doing, you know, I would just say trust in Rob. All right.
Right-handed pitcher Aaron Nola was signed to a 7-year contract throughout the 2030 season. You think Nola will stay strong for another 7 years?
I think for a majority of that contract, you're going to see very good production from Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola's been with the team for a while. There's no reason to suggest a decline in his performance, at least I don't think. So I like the contract, and I think he was probably the best available at the time anyway. Anytime you have a good pitcher go on the market who's your guy, you definitely want to lock him up. I think it was a good move by the Phillies.
Having talked about the offseason, where do you predict the Phillies this season?
I predict the Phillies to be back in the playoffs. Whether that's a wild card team or a division winner, I think that's yet to be seen. But I think the Phillies can make a good push for winning the National League East.
Thank you for your time, Dom. And there you have it, the Super Bowl matchup this week and the Phillies as they enter the 2024 season. I'm Michelle Salamone with your Prof Zone.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for having me on today.